Welcome to Real Estate and You. I've got Bridget Carr with me from Bug Express. We're going to talk about what's bugging you. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hey, Bridget.
Hey, Scott.
How do you like that? What's bugging you?
I thought that was pretty good. You want a job?
I'll tell you. But you know what is kind of the time of year when things are bugging? You know, the bugs are coming in the houses because it's getting colder. Well, I say it's getting colder. It's getting a little colder and then it's getting hot, but it's going to get colder and colder, we hope. It's this time of year.
We hope. But and the other thing, too, is the amount of rain that we've had this year has really, really had a lot of the bugs coming out. Ants are going crazy right now. And then even right now, this time of year, it's kind of unusual, but termites are starting to come out with all the moisture and the humidity in the air. And the temperature's just right. So, yeah, there's lots of pests out there bothering everybody.
Well, let's start with in our yards.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. When you walk in your yard, you got to be careful. Actually, I was checking my rain gauge.
Yes.
And I looked down, and the fire ants are all over my feet.
They're crazy.
They're just like, I guess from the rain, they come up to the surface.
That's correct. They're surfacing up because of the rain. The moisture is obviously, you know, we have a lot of moisture at the surface now, so they're actually coming up and surfacing themselves. But and they're everywhere. You know, nobody is immune to it. And I mean, they're all over parks, everything. But give us a call. Give any pest control company a call. We can take care of them. There's some really good products on the market right now that will actually eliminate the ant colony instead of just moving them. Like some of the products we have in the past, we just move them from one yard to another, and we actually have stuff out there now that we can actually eliminate those
colonies. Fire ants, because I don't think anybody likes a fire ant.
No, they're not fun.
I mean, they get on your pets.
Yeah, and they're very dangerous for children too, because before you know it, like you said, they're all over you.
They hurt.
They hurt, and then they leave a reaction. You know, so many people will react differently. I know whenever I get a fire ant bite, I whelp up pretty bad, and so everybody's reactions are different. We were out at the golf course, and I was teeing off, and I didn't even pay attention, and I was standing in a fire ant mound. So it happens.
They are everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, even out of Bentwood, I saw the poor guy. They opened up one of those green boxes, and I guess we were having electrical problems.
Yes.
And I bet there was millions in that box.
Yes.
And he had to mess with it. I feel so sorry for him.
Not fun at all, by any means.
But in the yards right now, let's talk about, I know there's people talking about the grub worms and different things. So what can y'all do to help people with their yards with the bugs all in the yards and stuff there?
There's all kinds of different things depending on what problems they're having. We can granulate for certain things. We can power spray for things. So it just all is based on what kind of problems are going on. And unfortunately, with the rain, you're right. There's grub worms. There's all kinds of things out attacking the yards. We even see agriculture termites, which are a little bit different than the termite you see in your home that attack the, you'll see on the top of the grass or even going up your fence line. So it's crazy when we get the rain that we see bugs that we don't typically see in this area because they hide underneath the ground because there's not a lot of moisture at the surface.
And I don't know this, so I'm asking you on there too, but what about the mosquitoes? Because I'm with the rain. I love it. Thank God for the rain.
Yes.
But that also, now all of a sudden we got the mosquitoes out too. I was just in my own backyard last night.
Yeah.
And they were just boom everywhere.
It is unreal. Mosquitoes are crazy. Obviously the way to help with that is just the simple things like dogs water, move dogs water, bird baths are a good harborage area for mosquitoes. But you know, you can't help it if you've got water standing everywhere. Yeah. You can't really do away with it. There are ways to help with the knockdown. There's we do monthly services for a lot of people, but it's not going to be 100% fix, but it is going to give you about a 75 to 80% knockdown, which is pretty good. But there's a lot of things that we can do, you know, ourselves just to help eliminate the problem. And a lot of people too will have like drips at their faucet, and it'll cause just like little puddles of water. So, you know, just get that drip fix. Little things like that will help out.
I was talking to your cohort, and she was telling me that y'all have a chemical that y'all can spray with that actually does kill it. It's not just a preventive that you can do on a monthly basis.
That's right. We can do that on a monthly basis. And it helps, like I said, tremendously. We do it a lot of times for weddings. People want us to come out and treat an area for a wedding. Like I said, we do have quite a few people that we do a monthly service for. The good thing about that is you don't have to do that year round. Typically, you'll just do that through the summertime. So that's not a cost that you're going to have to incur.
Because we like to entertain. We have a backyard for it and being out there. And there's nothing worse when you're having people over and having mosquitoes.
Yes.
And what we were talking about actually at the luncheon last week, uh-huh. or last month, not last week. And Donnie was talking, she was saying, just come spray right before it.
That's right.
And then we don't have to. you know, had that problem for the party
That event. Yes.
And that was a great idea.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was something that y'all did.
Absolutely. And it does. It makes a huge difference. Like I said, weddings, quinceañeras, we do a lot of that kind of stuff. So if there's any problems that we can definitely help.
So that was kind of a neat deal. Yeah. And it seems to me what's weird about insects or bugs in Sonora, we have still ranch in Sonora, uh-huh. and y'all, the rain took care of all of that stuff. But
yeah.
you know, one year you have the grasshoppers.
Oh.
Then one year you have the scorpions
yes.
or the ants. It seems like this year the scorpions are real bad.
Scorpions are bad this year, especially, you know, anywhere that's kind of out and isolated. They're also bad in new construction zones.
Mm-hmm. Real bad.
Yeah. So, you know, but again, there's tons of stuff that we can do, you know, in our treatment method is a little bit different for scorpions. You know, if you have a pier and beam, obviously underneath the pier and beam home as well in the attic, we can do some treatments in the attic to help that. So there's lots of ways that we can help eliminate those problems, but it is, you know, and a lot of people think, oh, I can do it myself. And there are products out there that you can do yourself, but a lot of times it's the application of the product itself. And a lot of people just don't know the proper way to apply it and where to apply it to help with those issues.